This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. A popular musician faces criticism for what she sang about young women having children. Fantasia won the American Idol television contest, and her new CD has sold more than a million copies. One of her songs is called Baby Mama. It's a tribute to young single mothers, a subject that she knows well since she had a daughter 3 years ago at the age of 17. Here's NPR's Elizabeth Blair.
Baby mama is slang for the mother of a child born out of wedlock.
B-A-B-Y-M-A-M-A. This goes out to all my baby mamas. This goes out to all my baby mamas.
The songs become a kind of anthem for young single moms.
My name is Deborah Harrison. I'm 19 years old. I have one little daughter right here. She's 2.
I'm Alexandra Harrison. And I'm 22 years old. And I have a 4-year-old daughter that's turning 5 in November.
Deborah and Alexandra Harrison, 2 sisters, both single mothers, are running errands on a busy street in Northwest D.C. with their little daughters in tow. They love Fantasia's song because they say it's about them.
I think the song helps us out because I know now that I have her, it's not just me anymore.
I'm very happy she got it out for us.
And all my girls who don't get no help, who gotta do everything by yourself. Remember, what don't kill you can only make you stronger. My baby mama.
It's no wonder this catchy song is popular, but for some it sends the wrong message. Donna Britt, a columnist for The Washington Post, has written twice about the song.
Anything that would seem to encourage girls who aren't ready to have babies to become mothers is going to be a point of huge contention.
Donna Britt and others are particularly bothered by this line in Fantasia's song.
'Cause nowadays it's like a badge of honor to be a baby mama.
'Cause nowadays it's like a badge of honor to be a baby mama. Well, to whom?
Brenda Miller is executive director of the D.C. Campaign to Prevent Teen Pregnancy. She says teens that become single parents are much less likely to finish high school, and their own children are more likely to repeat the pattern.
Kids do better with two parents. They do better in stable situations. They do better in homes where there aren't the kind of pressures that there will be if you don't have a good education, you don't have adequate employment, you don't have the resources and supports you need.
At the same time, both Brenda Miller and Donna Britt see the need to support teen mothers because they know these girls' lives are tough. Donna Britt says she even relates to the song. She became a single mother at age 28 when she got divorced. She knows what it means to wait for a support check.
I see you get that support check in the mail. You open it and you're like, what the hell? You say, this ain't even half a daycare. Singing to yourself, this shit ain't bad.
I absolutely related to that line about waiting for the support check that I was supposed to get. You don't have to be a, quote, baby mama. You don't have to be a teenager. You don't have to be someone in dire straits to relate to this song. It's about the difficulty of raising a child on your own.
For her part, Fantasia Barrino says in no way is the song meant to encourage teenagers to have sex. She knows all too well the consequences. Fantasia grew up in High Point, North Carolina. She and her brother nicknamed her community the Land of No Hope because she says she and her friends found few outlets for their talents. She herself dropped out of high school in 9th grade. She got into singing through her family's gospel group and was often invited to perform at social events. That stopped when she got pregnant.
Everybody was so disappointed in me. You know, at the time I felt like, you know, well, this child is all I have.
Fantasia tried out for American Idol in Atlanta and got a spot on the show. When she won the title and landed a record deal, she wanted a song that would give some encouragement to other single moms.
I want to shout them out and say, look, I salute you for going to school, getting off of work, going home, taking care of those kids, cooking and cleaning. You know, it gets heavy. It gets crazy, especially when a man walks off and say, look, I can't do it. You do it. I gotta go.
I see you paying ya. I see you working ya. I see you going to school. And girl, I know it's hard. And even though you're fed up when making beds up, girl, keep your head up.
Fantasia says now she's able to give her daughter things most young single mothers can't. She bought a house in Charlotte, North Carolina. She's working on getting her GED, and she started a college fund for her daughter. She's also using her popularity to speak to at-risk youth. She tells them to think hard before having a baby.
It looks cute, but it messes up a lot of lives. Only faithful few come out. Some of them never make it.
Elizabeth Blair, NPR News.